There, yeah, that's...
Conference record has joined the conference.
All right, I'm back, and we are being recorded as of now. Is everyone with me yet, or...?
Yep, Ben is here, Dave is here.
Wonderful. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and give an intro, and we can get started with some questions. This is Dylan Mulberg on behalf of Grateful Web, here with Ben Kaufman and Dave Johnston, bass and banjo players of Yonder Mountain String Band. Yonder is continuing its summer tradition of heavy performance activity, including several festival appearances. Guys, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
My pleasure. Sure. And just to start it off, bluegrass is a form that, in my opinion, comes across best on stage before a live crowd. How has your relationship with audiences shaped your music over the years?
One thing about the audience that has shaped our relationship with them is that we were talking about this earlier, is that a lot of people decide to follow us and they decide to come on tour with us. And what that has done is it has kind of prompted us to explore arranging shows and set lists in different ways, and so that we don't ever repeat songs from on a nightly basis or from a city-to-city basis.
Sure, absolutely. Anything else?
There's a spirit of something, you know, as far what it means to be a, you know, an audience member, and specifically in a certain, you know, genre of music. That's, you know, I don't know where it began developing for real, but certainly has existed in, you know, the live performance, you know, performing bands scene for a while. And I think that that's a, yeah, it's like Dave said, you know, already existing before we were a band was, you know, this sort of form of that demanded, you know, improvisation, that demanded, you know, keeping things fresh and original from night to night. And so we sort of, you know, we had something like that to sort of help define, even if in a very nebulous sense, you know, some sort of approach. And that's, you know, completely beholden to the audience.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about more your festival presence. This July, in addition to very many other performances, you guys will be performing at the 17th Gathering of the Vibes Festival at Seaside Park in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Yonder is the only bluegrass-esque band playing in the lineup at this year's festival. How does Yonder's music fit into the festival scene and primarily a festival with different genres other than bluegrass?
This is Dave. I think that that's the really great thing about Yonder Mountain String Band is that, speaking as sometimes I like to consider myself an audience member as well, and you know, playing it at a festival like Gathering of the Vibes is kind of like something that's right in our wheelhouse, especially if we feel like we're representing, you know, bluegrass, because it's kind of like a wide open field. And one of the cool things about Yonder, you know, speaking about it, you know, as a phenomenon from the audience's point of view, is that it's just a really adaptable band. And, you know, at a bluegrass festival, we're going to probably be the most far out bluegrass band there. And at the jam band type festivals, or, you know, festivals like Gathering of the Vibes, we're going to be the most traditional bluegrass band there. So, you know, it kind of suits us both ways, you know, and we feel like we rise to the challenge, you know, on a case-to-case basis.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And it's interesting looking at those dynamics you just described between the Jam Band Festival and the Bluegrass Festival. Anything else to add?
You know, I mean, we definitely will... maybe even subconsciously tailor set lists to, based on our perception of how, you know, of who is in the audience, what, you know, what music's been around before and after us, and you know what I mean, like see if it fits, or you know, try to be clever about what we play, you know, so that it makes for the best time for the people there. And it is totally different at the trad bluegrass things, but we rarely do that anymore, do we?
Yeah, I can't remember the last really trad party we played.
And just a lead-off question from that. Do you guys normally have a set list preconceived, or do you fashion it moments before the show or during the show?
It's somewhere in between that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not really preconceived, but it's not right before the show either. You know, it's somewhere in between. You know, I mean, on some occasions it's preconceived in portions, you know, and then, in some cases that, you know, set list might get done 30 to 45 minutes before we, you know, hit the stage. So, but generally it happens somewhere in between those two, you know, those two, they feel like extremes now when I think about it, I'm like, yes, well, yeah, it's kind of in between that preconception and, you know, total spontaneity.
Absolutely. Probably keeps things fresh for you guys either way. So when I had the pleasure of interviewing Ken Hayes, the founder of the Vibes Festival, a few months back, and one of the things we spoke about was the wavering state of the U.S. economy affecting the festival and music touring scene. And what do you guys think in our less certain economy keeps folks still attending and supporting live music and festivals?
Well, this is Ben. I think, you know, in our experience and the people that we work with, you know, regularly or even, you know, once a year, it seems like attendance is generally up. And so that suggests that people have, you know, more discretionary income, or that people have been able to, you know, successfully budget for attending a festival. You know, maybe they hit one a year, but it seems to me like their attendance across the board is up by such a significant margin that it suggests that the, you know, the, all the people that are on the fence, which is always, you know, quite a bit more than who actually show up, you know, those people are coming out too. And so, you know, that. But, an economic downturn will run your festival into the ground.
Absolutely.
You know, especially these big festivals, man. It costs a lot of money. A lot of money to put those on. Even small festivals cost a lot of money, you know, and if it tanks, then you better have a big pocketbook.
Yeah.
I think the Fed should come up with like the festival price index or something. You know, you could like get life insurance on the, you know, on the index and all that good stuff. Yeah.
No, absolutely, and I know, especially nowadays, you guys have experience on both ends of things, being artists at festivals and promoting and running your own, which brings me to my next question. Very exciting about your revival of the Kinfolk Celebration here in Boulder County, my home place. Talk about your revival of the festival, as well as a brief history with Planet Bluegrass, however much you wanted to ask.
Davey?
First of all, it's pretty cool, man. Like, Boulder County and is a really, it's a vibrant nurturing kind of music scene. It's where we got started. And there really are some just crackerjack musicians around here, and it's a really good vibe, you know, and we're really, you know, fortunate, to be able to, you know, have a party at Planet Bluegrass. And, you know, they've been very, Planet Bluegrass themselves has been very supportive of Yonder Mountain, and they've been very you know, at times I'll say, like, willing to jump off the ledge with us. And this is another time, you know, they're going to, you know, we're all going to strap on our parachutes and jump off the Red Rocks over there and Lions and see how it goes. And it'll be, you know, it's really a great opportunity for everyone. And we hope that, and I feel anyway, that it's a great opportunity for fans to come see us at, like, you know, one of our initial, you know, spawning grounds.
Oh, absolutely. Anything else to add?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think Planet Bluegrass and the festival grounds over there are, you know, as much of a natural wonder, you know, it's but completely different, you know, a venue with a river running, you know, through it. And, but, you know, a pretty impressive place, and definitely, you know, that was where arguably, I mean, if you ask a lot of fans, at least for the longest time, that was where we played some of our best music, you know, on that property. So it's really cool to get back to that. And it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be such a cool time for me anyway. I'm really psyched that that we're able to go back and, you know, in this way. Craig Ferguson at Planet Bluegrass has been extremely gracious and supportive of what we do. I mean, you know, in a big, big way.
Absolutely, and it's always such a thrill to see you guys on the main stage at Telluride High for the last decade consecutively, and really look forward to seeing you fellas there and at Gathering of the Vibes Festival. That is all the questions I have for right now, and it seems like that's about proper timing. I want to encourage our readers and listeners to attend not only Gathering of the Vibes and Telluride Bluegrass Festival, but the All Good Music Festival and Northwest String Summit, which you fellas will also be performing at. Thank you so much for taking time with me, and I hope we meet again soon.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Likewise. Take care, guys.
Bye.
The leader has disconnected. The conference will be terminated in 2 minutes. The leader has disconnected. The conference will now end.